He's really good on third down. He's been in the offense for a while. He knows his weapon. He knows where. Just like with him, Phillip Rivers and all these other older quarterbacks in this league, you really don't know where. It's not too much you can show them that they haven't seen before. So we just got to be on our keys, feeling sound, and really get off the field on third down, like you're saying.
Is it fair to say that his intellect, his football instinct, is his greatest skill?
Yeah, you can say that because, he's not going to wow you with his arm strength. If you look at him, his size-wise is not going to wow you either, but he's just a ball player.
When you look at the end of the season here with two games left and the playoffs still a possibility, forget the playoffs for a second. How important is just winning the final two and having some momentum out of the season?
It's important. This week is really the most important week, because if we don't win this week, no one's really going to care about what's going to happen next week. Like I've been saying for a while, we got to control what we got to do. We're focused on getting better. It starts with today. We can't disrespect today, because if we disrespect today, we're not going to be ready on Sunday.
Brian mentioned the intellect of Drew Brees. How much do guys like that, Brady and Rivers and Brees, because they've been around so long, win the play almost before the ball even gets snapped?
Yeah, it's most definitely an advantage to them, because, I see them hurrying up with 20-something seconds left on the clock, the time clock, and really checking to see what play we're in, and then pinning them in the right play, and then really just advantage them.